We bought that action.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out of our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way, or shape, or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go.
Let's go!
We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah.
all we low from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio. And I'm here for the action.
And nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The moment continues.
How you doing, Big Jammy?
Amazing.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation, thank you for joining me this March 14, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, we've been talking about self-care in this month of March, and I want to get into fasting. I want to talk about fasting. But before I get into fasting, when I came in here, Kyle said that somebody said something about something I said about CNN and inflation. But this is what, just in case that was something that was probably played, as he said, a video. I don't know. Kyle was trying to allude me to this. But let me reiterate what I was talking about. I was talking about the U.S. inflation fell more than expected to 2.8 in February. That's what I was talking about. U.S. inflation fell more than expected to 2.8% in February. That's what I was talking about. The Federal Reserve cut to interest rates and amid signs of a slowing growth in the world's largest economy. This is what we're saying, that there was something that probably looks like there is a turn in when it comes to inflation. And that was what I was talking about. Okay. So go look it up. Y'all can dig that up if y'all want to check that out. Anyway, I want to get back into what I wanted to talk about off the top was self-care. Self-care. Truth Nation. And we've been talking about, I don't even know what else to cover, because really it's not rocket science. But March is self-care right here on the Tory Lowe Show, the month of March. And fasting. I was talking to Elizabeth Brown. We talk about fasting all the time. And like I said, check with your, you know, physician. If you want to fast, make sure that you're in the right space. Always get an opinion when you try to do something. But fasting to me is from church. When I used to go to church, we used to fast. Fast and pray. This is what they told us. This is what they told me. Some things spiritually you won't be able to achieve without fasting. Fasting and prayer. So I've always fasted. I've always fasted. But as I got older, I didn't do the I used to, when I was younger, I used to go 3 days, no food, no water. Fasting. That was fasting. They said you can't eat, you can't drink nothing. And then we used to intermittent fast after January. After January 1st. We used to do intermittent fasting. And we would, from 12 a.m. to 4 p.m., we had no food, no water. That was the fast route regiment that I was, you know, as a church member, this is what we did. So as I got older, I started to find out there were different types of ways to fast, too. If you sacrifice eating sweets, or if you sacrifice eating meat, you know, these are fast ideas, too. It's different versions of fasting. You know what I mean? So as I got older, I learned that I did well with water fasting. I did well with water fasting. I went 3 weeks, nothing but water. 3 weeks, just fasting, just
resetting my body. But I'm finding out that now people are saying that fasting, just doing some type of fast, is healthy to your body. And I always knew this, but now it's starting to be in conversation. Now they're starting to talk about it. Now they're starting to, now it's starting to be promoted. Have you hear more about fasting on the internet, Benjamin? Have you ever fasted, Benjamin? Have you ever went on a fast?
No, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I fasted for like 24 hours. That was it.
Okay, so no food, no water?
No food, no water.
And so you just kind of was it on purpose, or were you feeling sick, or
I was trying to support my girl. She was about to go do a colonoscopy.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, and I did one of those things. They had to put me to sleep.
Yeah, you had to do a whole fast, didn't you?
Yep, you had to. Yeah. All right, well, when I talk about fasting, there's different ways to do it. And I want to break down what it does when it pertains to self-care, because I think that right now, more than ever, we got to relieve that stress, try to get ourselves back in the right space mentally, physically, spiritually. And I think fasting is more of a spiritual tune-up, a mental and spiritual tune-up. And it's kind of like telling the body, look, I'm in charge here. You can't make me eat that donut. You know, sometimes your body, the flesh, hey, it want to indulge, Benjamin. Sometimes the flesh wants to eat or wants to do what it want to do. So when you're fasting, you're subjecting the body to the mind and the spirit. So I'm going to talk about self-care in that way. And I got a couple points about fasting when it comes to self-care. And I'll tell you this, Benjamin, I remember one day I fasted for 3 days. No food, no water. And on the third day, I almost passed out. I didn't know if I was going to make it. I was hungry. And then this is why, Benjamin, I never fast around the holidays, around Thanksgiving, around Christmas, like when everybody cooking and everybody you want a plate. That's the worst time to fast. Like, because now you're trying to do something. I remember we had to go to the WBAs, and Benjamin was sitting right next to me. And Benjamin the witness. And they brought that food out. It was looking good. And I didn't eat it. I had to stay strong.
Yeah, you were sweating, Tori.
I was sweating. I was sitting there in the middle of all that food. And I was hungry. But I would not fast around events where we have a lot of food. But I think Benjamin ate my food that day. I think Benjamin reached over and said, you want to eat that?
Facts.
And he went and grabbed it.
They brought us out steak. They had salad, had dessert. Everything Tori was supposed to eat, I ate.
It was Ben's. And then he gonna look at me and look, while he's chewing on it, he gonna stare at me. Like, why he gonna move the fork real slow while he eating the steak, looking in my face. That's how Benjamin is.
And Tori was sweating, y'all. But at the end of the day, your willpower is strong, my brother. Your willpower is strong.
And I know you thought I was gonna crack when they bought the dessert out.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I remember that time you did the one fast, bro, where you was bringing the water jug to work every day.
Right.
And you put the strawberries in there and stuff.
Right.
Dog, I was like, at some point, this man's about to pass out, fam. He like, I'm drinking water and fruit. That's it. That's all I'm doing for the next 30 days or something like that. It was something crazy.
Right.
But I was like, hey, I'm your producer. I'm here to support, you know. But, yeah, Tori did that too.
Yeah, I mean, but we practice fasting. But at the end of the day, I'm not one of those people that once I'm off the fast, I'm going back to what I've been doing. I don't – Benjamin, my witness. We eat plenty of stuff. Benjamin to cook. Benjamin to throw down.
Chef Boy R. Ben.
Hey, Benjamin can hit that stove. What you say? Hit the whip it up.
Yeah, I can whip it up. That wrist game is proper, son.
So
it's
like
proper.
Like I said, fasting is one of the things that you gotta kind of add to yourself to keep the body under control. Fasting can be a powerful tool for self-care, offering numerous physical, emotional, and mental benefits.
Right.
You know.
No, that's very true, though, Tori, because I don't want to interject too much, but mm-hmm. we were kind of having the same conversation on Jam with Juice this morning between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. with myself and my co-star, Carrie Noni Juice.
Right.
And we're talking about fasting, the idea of fasting, and, you know, you really can never, all the foods that you eat, no matter how organic, no matter how clean that food is, you still need to fast. Like, your body still needs to get rid of those poisons that food gave you. Like, I don't care if you're out here talking about, I eat so healthy, I eat this healthy, I eat that healthy, whatever it is, those foods still are poisonous to your body. That's why you have kidneys. You know, that's why you have a liver, to get rid of all the poisons that whatever food that you ate can be there, and you urinate out or you number two out, whatever it is. But ultimately, you need to fast because your body needs to go back to its natural state.
And it resets itself.
Yep.
They say if you fast for 3 days, you can reset a lot of the things in your body. The liver, things start to reset. The body starts to heal itself. It has time to, the body is a self-healing creation, and it heals itself if you give it time. So, like I said, a lot of times when we talk about healing, fasting may come in. Now, you got to talk to your doctor. Don't be in a certain with health problems. You got to consult a physician. But it improves mental clarity and focus. Fasting has been shown to improve cognitive function, including mental clarity, focus, concentration, helping you feel more alert and aware. Fasting. Enhance self-discipline and willpower. Fasting requires discipline and willpower, which can translate to other areas of your life, helping you build confidence and self-control. Increased human growth hormones. This is what fasting can do. Fasting has been linked to increasing production of HGH, which can help weight loss, muscle gain, and overall health. Fasting. Now, right now I'm fasting, but I'm on a no sugar. And I've been at the store trying to look at everything with no sugar. I've been looking at the ingredients. They're saying that our diets have too much sugar in it. And so we're only supposed to have like a cube of sugar. Like they was doing it in cubes. And they said that we're only supposed to have 1 cube of sugar a day. This is what they're saying. I don't know if you got a fast metabolism. I don't know. I had a cousin who could eat a whole thing of ice cream, a whole gallon of ice cream, and he was in great shape. I don't know. Sometimes genes and how your body operates and the mechanics kind of play a factor. But I guess 1 cube of sugar is what they're saying. But many times when you don't pay attention to that and you're eating a lot of these processed foods, a lot of the starches and things like that, it turns into sugar in the body. And now you got all this sugar in the body, and then all of a sudden, after a while, you start developing ideas like diabetes and other health conditions because of your diet. So we're going to continue to try to talk about this for the rest of the month, because fasting helps reduce that stuff, reduce inflammation. Fasting, anti-inflammatory effects, which can help reduce inflammation, promotes overall health and wellness and well-being. Benjamin, how much sugar do you think you intake a day with your diet?
You know what, Tori? I ain't going to lie to you, my brother.
Because I seen you eating that chocolate chip cookie.
I take in a bunch of grams. I probably about like 250 grams of sugar.
250 grams of sugar.
I mean, if we're being honest you're bombarded by soda, you're bombarded by bread,
right.
You're bombarded by all these fast foods that got grease in it, and the sugar is just there.
Right.
All right.
It is just right there.
It's just right there, and you don't even realize it. Like, somebody broke this down to me one time, Tori. I was about to call you Juice World because Noni Juice is on my mind.
Right.
A show between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., the morning shows. I usually talk to her, but I'm talking to Tori Lowe right now. And somebody broke this down to me. They was like, Ben, have you ever thought about this? You may eat 10 grams of sugar, right? And I was like, yeah, it's just 10 grams of sugar. But they was like, do you know how much 10 grams of weed is? They was like, that is like a whole quarter. That's whole quarter of marijuana. Now look at that and then think about the sugar.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, bro, that is a lot of sugar. You're not lying. So, hey, man. Hey, that's what it is, though. So I've eaten a lot of sugar in my lifetime. And they go to say that sugar is the most addictive thing, even above cocaine.
Right. That's what they're saying.
That's crazy.
And then, you know, so I remember growing up eating cereal. And we used to put the sugar on a teaspoon and sprinkle it in the cereal and however many spoons of sugar we wanted. It was no, you know, sometimes we wanted the cereal to be real sugary. But I don't see how grandma trusted me to pour my own sugar. She, you know, I guess she trusted me to have to know when to stop. But we would get like cornflakes, and I would always get a spoon of sugar and sprinkle it on the cornflakes. But then it wasn't like 2 spoons of sugar for the cornflakes. I would do 3, sometimes 3 or 4 sprinkles, and head off to school.
Just a little razzle dazzle on top of the cornflakes.
Yeah, you know, you know, some people putting sugar in spaghetti, which I don't believe that spaghetti and sugar go together.
They do.
It do? Well, look, when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about fasting and how it helps with self-care, because there's some more stuff I got to talk about. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
And now I'm here, and you're sitting there cold stairs, wishing you was here when back then I'd be right there. But I had a little treat myself there, cause you never could've. And ever since, I chose to stay true. Say motherfucker me, no motherfucker you. You couldn't trust me, I couldn't trust you, but you never should've. And now I'm here, and you're sitting there cold stairs, wishing you was here when back then I'd be right there. But I had a little treat myself there, cause you never could've.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Been jamming on the ones and twos. We talking about fasting and how it helps with self-care. And I usually try to take a segment, but I had to stretch it to the next segment because it's so much that fasting does to help the body. And this is something that's interesting, Benjamin. Have you ever heard of autophagy?
What the hell is autophagy?
Autophagy and cellular renewal.
Ah, I think I know where we're going.
Autophagy and cellular renewal,
mm-hmm.
Like your cells. Fasting triggers autophagy, a natural process which your body breaks down, recycles damaged cells and proteins, promoting cellular renewal and rejuvenation. Kind of like Wolverine. You know how the X-Men Wolverine is able to regenerate?
Yep, rejuvenation powers.
Yeah, that's autophagy.
So that's you're telling us right now, and you're telling all Truth Nation right now, that we possess the power to regenerate
the body is a self-healing idea if you use the right ideas to help it heal.
Okay, I feel that.
But it's not like over-exaggerated like the Wolverine, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think it can kind of get to that
you
point.
You think so?
Is he not going to heal that fast? But, you know, when you are going through the healing process, that is what you're doing. So the body's already made to self-heal, right? But you just need to kind of speed up the process. And you do that by getting rid of the impurities inside of your body.
So it can think. So it can
communicate.
Work its magic.
Correct.
Autophagy. Y'all can think of... If y'all understand that, then why wouldn't you want to regenerate?
Well, some people don't know. What's the saying? You can't heal what you don't reveal.
Right.
You know, so if you don't see what needs to be healed on your body, a lot of times you're not even thinking that you need to be healed. That's why, again, we talked about it yesterday, Tori. A lot of people go to the when they go to the hospital, it's already too late because you didn't know that your heart was about to go out. You didn't know that you were about to be pre-diabetic. You didn't know that you were already diabetic. You didn't know these things because, again, you don't know the insides of your body, and that's why it's important to go to the doctor to figure out what's really going on the inside.
Yeah, I agree. Also, if you having
how you going to win when you ain't right within?
That's what the queen said. That's what the queen said. But listen, if you fast, it can improve digestion and gut health. digestion and gut health. And a lot of y'all, you know, y'all might be constipated. You know, you may be not on a regular, you know, having a regular stool situation. Well, fasting gives your digestive system a break, allowing it to rest and rejuvenate, which can lead to improved digestion, reduced symptoms of IBS, and enhance gut health. Enhance by fasting, giving your body time to break down everything, to relax and do its job. See, and this is why I say they said you can die if you don't eat. You know, and that was partially true. It depends on certain situations, what situation you're in. But fasting helps your body kind of get rid of the toxins, cellular rejuvenation, all of these things. There are some great qualities to fasting. And I'll tell you this, I practice it. I've been practicing it ever since I was a deacon in church. And trust me, like when I used to go to the hospital, not to the hospital, but to the doctor for my checkups, I used to have great outcomes, but I never knew the effect that fasting had on those results. So, hey, we learning something. And like I said, talk to your physician if you got issues, health issues, things that's going on in your body. Talk to somebody. Get an opinion, somebody that knows what you're going through in your situation, and ask if fasting is something you should do and how to do it, how to go about it. You know what I mean? It's different ways, different versions of fasting, and you got to find which fasting method is right for you. All right, look, when we come back, we're going to have the Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, been jamming on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report, brought to you by your boy Tory Lowe. And been jamming, I got a question.
What's the word?
It doesn't matter if Kanye West likes Kendrick Lamar or not.
It actually doesn't matter, for real.
Because
I know what you're referring to.
You know what I'm referring to.
I know what you're referring to.
Kanye West made a post that he doesn't want to hear Kendrick Lamar on the new Cardi album. And Cardi is a huge alternative. I call Cardi an alternative rapper.
You know what, bro? That is the best genre to put it in.
Right.
That's an alternative rap. That's exactly what Playboi Carti does. And a little Uzi vert.
That's alternative.
I never thought of that, yo.
That's what it is. It's a stadium rap. They go into these stadiums and rap over weird type beats, where traditional rappers, they use more 808, samples. I don't know what Playboi Carti used many times because I don't listen to his music like that, but I do hear the major songs.
Right.
And they do dip and dab in more regular hip hop ideas, but they're mostly making music to appeal to a large mass of people.
Yeah, it's almost as if, how you had rock and roll,
right,
and then heavy metal came in.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I would definitely describe a Playboi Carti, a Lil Uzi Vert style of rap when it comes down to it being alternative hip-hop, And like you said, though, Playboi Carti just dropped his new album. It's called I Am Music, and it features a slew of different artists, from Travis Scott to Kendrick Lamar. And
right.
Apparently Kendrick Lamar is one of three of the records throughout the entire album.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So Kanye has a problem with that. I personally don't see why.
I think Kanye West, sometimes he's trying to keep his name into the public.
Attach himself to things.
And so when things come out, he'll say something because he knows people will print it at this point.
Right. Kanye West is still an icon, and that's the thing. Like, again, Tori, to your point, I think Kanye West speaks on things to, you know, like you just said, attach himself to new ideas that may, you know, get the ball rolling, not just for him, but for the other individual. Because I know for a fact Kanye West is not mad at Kendrick Lamar whatsoever, especially after the illustrious run Kendrick Lamar just went on last year. On top of that, people don't know this about Kendrick Lamar and Kanye West, but Kanye and Kendrick Lamar actually have an album in the tuck.
Really?
Like, they have a full album together. It's like called like it's called like Two Sides of the Gemini. They never released it or whatever, but because they're both Geminis. They're both Geminis.
And how long has this been in the tuck?
They've had it together since like 2015, 2016.
What?
Yeah, they said right after the Life of Pablo had came out or whatever, that's when Kanye and Kendrick actually got into the booth and they recorded a slew of records together.
So now he's firing out on Kendrick.
Correct.
Which maybe he's trying to do the 50 Cent tactic because, all right, so before we move into the 50 Cent tactics, controversy drives sales.
Correct.
So if I say something controversial, everybody gets to talking about it, so now they're anticipating a drop. Or that may have helped the sales of the album, of Cardi's album.
No, honestly, it does. It brings more attention to Playboi Carti's album. It helps
now
him out with the rollout.
To it.
Well, I'm gonna listen to it. And honestly, I think it worked because really the first thing that I even saw about because I woke up this morning. Obviously, I do General Juice between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with my co-star Carrie Nolan Juice each and every morning. I didn't even think about Playboi Carti's album this morning to talk about. However, once I got on my Instagram around 11 o'clock, I got to scrolling, went down Double XL's magazine's page. The first thing that I saw was them talking about, oh, Kanye West says he doesn't want to hear Kendrick Lamar on any of Playboi Carti's album. And I'm like, dang, for real? Playboi Carti got an album? Let me check it out. It's Friday. It's feeling good. Let me see what's happening.
Can we pull up like something from the album that's radio friendly?
I'm pretty sure I'll be able to find something.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of our listeners may not know who Playboi Carti is. And I was introduced to Playboi Carti through my son. Like, I knew who Travis Scott was. I knew who Uzi Vert was. Playboi Carti kind of got on my radar because my son likes him, you know. My son Maurice, he likes Playboi Carti. So I was like, okay, I heard a few songs, but that's why I say it's alternative rap. I get it. And he's extremely popular in the alternative rap genre. But once again, Kanye West and 50 Cent have mastered how to say stuff to get people triggered, and it turns into sales. So maybe Kanye West called Kendrick, said, I'm going to say this about you. Don't, you know, chill out. I'm going to try to promote the album.
Right.
But this is how I'm going to promote the album.
No, that's correct. That's how they actually go about it. Like, and I remember Kanye West doing a Drink Champs interview. And during the Drink Champs interview, he was like, look, in this game, in this music game we got going on, there are rappers and there's people who play professional rap. Like, who know how to play the rap game professionally. He was like, I'm one of them. 50 Cent's one of them. Drake is one of them. And then everybody else is out here just rapping. I understand the marketing. I understand the business behind what makes a song pop. You know, so he uses different strategies to help his artist or even help people he affiliates himself or help himself out with. And, you know, again, these are different strategies and tactics to make certain that you do have a great album rollout. Like, you can actually sell some merchandise. Otherwise, again, I don't even think we'd be talking about Playboi Carti's album.
I would not
whatsoever.
Be talking about it on my show today.
At all, because if I'm being quite frank with y'all out there at Truth Nation, personally, look, when I first was introduced to Playboi Carti, he had this record called Magnolia, one of the hardest records that I've heard from the 2017 era. But ultimately, as I saw Playboi Carti progress into the artist he is today, I would damn near say this boy's demonic. And I would actually say he might have sold his soul. Yeah! He's like doing gothic hip-hop and stuff. Like, you know, he'd be the people talking about, I talk about hell, so you gonna come to hell with me. Oh, no, I'm cool on that.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to heaven. If you want to go to hell, you can go to hell all the way farthest down that you want to. But me, Benjamin, I'm going to heaven, all right? And I know the fight between the devil and God, all right? And I'm on God's side.
Well, I'll say this. It seems like he's more in the genre of Insane Clown Posse.
ICP.
ICP, alternative rap, gore. They was more on the gore side of rap.
Right, right.
So, but nobody ever thought that they were even going to do it. It was just the way that they was rapping, the Juggalo and all of that. That was a whole thing that they became extremely popular, but I don't know nobody in the hood or nobody in the streets that got an Insane Clown Posse record, but they had a lot of money.
Hey, Eminem
fans. You
can make
a lot of money from alternative rap.
No, you definitely can. You definitely can. So, I mean, maybe that's what Playboi Carti has been doing.
Yep.
And he's been capitalizing on.
Lil Uzi Vert. Yeah, Who do you know got a Lil Uzi Vert album?
I don't know nobody who has that album.
We got that one song where he made that dance.
Rah, rah, rah,
yeah,
rah,
I just want to,
sexy little,
Okay, but it may be one more song, but like I said, that, all of that is alternative rap, and it goes all over the place, but it doesn't resonate many times on an urban scale.
So, I agree. But again, like you said before, though, Tori, it's just like, dang, does Kanye need to hate on a young Kendrick Lamar? Does he need to hate on a Playboi Carti?
Or was it strategic?
There it is. And that's what I ultimately say, though, Tori. I think these types of plays that he does, 50 Cent does, is all strategic. I remember even 50 Cent had said he was over in Korea. He was in South Korea. But at the same time, he was in South Korea. Chameleonaire was in South Korea. And he said that him and Chameleonaire happened to be at the same club, whatever, whatever, and a drink spilled in a section. Anyway, the news media out there in South Korea picked up on it and said that 50 Cent is hating on Chameleonaire, right? 50 Cent went to go share the post. He blew it up and played into the idea.
Right.
Later on, he ended up, Chameleonaire did this and said this in an interview, but he was like, 50 Cent had hit me up and was like, why didn't you share the news ad? Like, what was up? He was like, bro, I thought you was really hating on me. I thought you did not like me whatsoever. He was like, dog, I'm just playing into this because this is how you market. This is how you build.
You would have got more out of it.
You would have got more out of it. He was like, bro, you just dropped an album. Like, this would have brought more album, would have brought more sales to your album if you would have just went along with the storyline. You know, you say this all the time, but this is wrestling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to know that basically once you become a personality, a public figure,
right,
that everything that you can, that you do is basically all for entertainment.
That's what Charleston White is doing.
He plays his character well.
When he was out here in the community, nobody cared, and then he became this character.
Right.
And started doing these weird antics, and now he rich.
Yeah, I don't know how rich he is. You know, I don't think...
Maybe he's richer than what he was. Maybe he has more money.
There you go.
To do things before he decided to pursue the character that gets everybody high blood pressure.
I will say, I believe a character like Charleston White, I think he's immorally incorrect. You know, like, he's morally incorrect. I really don't agree with a lot of his stances. Mm-hmm. Like earlier on, I was like, okay, that sounds legit. But now
he got more ridiculous.
It just gets more and more ridiculous.
Well,
man,
I think he has some great points, but he hides it in the same idea that Kanye West and 50 Cent is using.
Interesting.
Shocking communication.
Right.
With a little bit, a hint of some honesty.
Right. I agree with that. I think that's what Charleston White has been riding the coattails of for a very long time now. But I think eventually people see through that and then you just fall off. I think Charleston White
has been around for a second.
A second. There you go. He's been around for a second.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, it can only go so far. But as long as you got streamers and YouTubers out here, everybody got a podcast, everybody's it's so many podcasts. You can line up all the podcasts and you'll have forever of people trying to request you to be on their podcast.
That's real, but they're only gonna do that while you're hot, you know.
Facts.
If he falls off in the near future, which I can see it happening, you know, that's just what it's going to be. I don't see any leveling up for him. You know, I don't see a gentleman like that building relationships along the way. You know, I see him
destroying a lot of different relationships.
100%. And you know, one of my main keys in life, Tori, is just, hey, life is about relationships, so you need to constantly build those things.
His character, like SE in the chat said, Charleston White is a troll.
Mm-hmm.
And so the trolls have a world of their own. Like,
right.
50 Cent is a troll. T- Tekashi 6ix9ine was a troll.
Right.
It's a space out there for everybody who likes to troll people, and that's millions of people.
Now, that's real. But I think a 50 Cent trolling people is much different from a Charleston White. Same
thing. Well, I'm talking about, but
'cause it's 50
Cent is a platinum rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
Charleston White is an advocate, or he says he does things in Texas. Yeah, well, you know, the people in Texas say he got real receipts.
That's all right.
There's some real receipts that they saying that he got. So they not knocking his ability to help the community, but sometimes his character is offensive. So at the end of the day, what I'm saying is he can't go the 50 Cent route. He had to go the route that he created to troll from his personality, from his idea. And so it's kind of the same in shock value.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
It's all good. Hopefully, Playboi Carti has a nice first week of sales and does something positive afterwards. And hopefully Kanye West helped him out. But I don't see a Kanye West actually ever beefing with a Kendrick.
I bet you Kendrick is not going to reply to this because this was staged.
I mean, on top of it being staged, Kendrick Lamar being a student of the game and just respecting hip-hop, I wouldn't care if Kanye West was to diss me. I mean, even if it was me, Benjamin, in that position as Kendrick Lamar, I wouldn't care if Jay-Z went to diss me. I'm going to humbly respect that and keep it moving with my life.
Well, I'll say this. When he made the statement, they did list the three songs Kendrick was on, and I'm sure the streaming went up.
Well, yeah.
On those songs.
One of the songs is called Mojo Jojo. I was actually listening to that after this little incident that happened. And I forget the title to the other records, but he's on three of the records. And I'm going to check all three of those records out because I just want to hear what Kendrick Lamar got to say.
All right. Well, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
In New York, I'm Millie Rock. Hiding in my socks. Running from an op. And I shoot at op. And I'm on the block. I'm on the block. In New York, I'm Millie Rock. Hiding in my sock. Hiding in my sock. Selling every rock. In New York, I'm Millie Rock. Hiding in my sock. Useless every rock. Running from the cop. Shooting at the ops.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here?
Shooting at the ops. Because I run it
wild. 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Being jamming on the 1 and 2s. That's the Playboi Carti that I heard. Now he's alternative, more alternative. But, yeah, everybody was doing the Millie Rock. I thought he was from Milwaukee at first when I heard it. The Millie. The Millie Rock. Hey. But we got some more pop culture. How many of y'all watch wrestling? WWE, ECW, WCW. How many of y'all pay attention to wrestling, especially the black wrestlers? I do. I know I paid attention over the years. Junkyard Dog, the Birdman, Coco Beware, Viscera. You know, it was a ton of black ideas in wrestling. But BET just came out with a list and ranked the black wrestlers from 1 to 15, the best black wrestlers of all time. Now, before I read this list, I want to know who is your favorite black wrestler. Get in the chat. Hit me up in the chat as we broadcast live on YouTube. Who is your favorite black wrestler? Hit us up on the Talk to Text. 833-212-1017. Talk to Text. Your favorite black wrestler ever. I'm gonna say that I didn't see any of my favorite black wrestlers on the list. I didn't see it.
See, Tori, I'm not gonna lie to you. Okay, when you had brought this subject up, right, and I'm like, dang, like famous black wrestlers who actually was in like the WWE or WCW or the AEW and actually really played, I had to think about the list of black wrestlers. Like, I'm like, okay. Obviously, there's Booker T, right? Like you could go with Booker T.
Right.
But then I thought about Mark Henry. I was like, damn, Mark Henry, bro? He was cold. But then I'd be remiss if I don't even bring up one of the, I guess, actually, most most highest paid actors of all time, right? The Rock. How are we going to forget about The Rock? Because we're claiming The Rock in the black community.
Well, I think that I was before all of this. I like the Birdman, Coco Beware. And no, and the Birdman ain't even made the list.
He was probably trash, bro.
No, the Birdman had the most devastating finishing move in history, in wrestling history. The Ghostbuster. Okay, for those who know who Coco Beware is, hit me up in the chat. Hit me up in the chat. Hit me up in talk to text. The Birdman had the Ghostbuster when he would pick people up in the air like it's a suplex and then fall straight down. Boom! That was okay. And then he had the parrot. He had the parrot. He always had the parrot on his shoulder. But this is the greatest black wrestler of all time, listed number one, Booker T. Booker T. They even got him over The Rock. Booker T number one, The Rock is number two. Kofi Kingston. Oh my God. I don't know. I can see Mark Henry being in there. Junkyard Dog is at number six. Junkyard Dog. At least they added Junkyard Dog. Ron Simmons, Bobby Lashley, Bianca Belair. I don't know. When we come back, we got Doc B coming to the studio. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of